Anger isn't always a negative thing, but for some patients, it can be hard to release when it gets stuck in the body. Let's talk to Dr. Peter Levine about some different ways to approach anger when a client is experiencing this kind of stuckness. Peter is a pioneer in trauma therapy and an expert in somatic-based psychotherapy.
Working with a lot of children. So, for example, in drawing, most of the time there would be some figure that was really angry and destructive. And I would say something about, wow, gosh, he looks really, really, really angry. And I think I said something like, and that's a good thing because bad things happen to him and he should be angry. And I said, but I have an idea. I have a way to, so that you can take this anger and use it to help you in your life. And so sometimes I would maybe hold up a newspaper and they might want to punch a hole through it or tearing up a newspaper or just pushing my hand, feeling again the anger and directing it as power, as energy, as what I call healthy aggression. And I do that with adults also. I'll have them stand, I'll do some somatic grounding exercises, centering, feeling their breath, feeling their how they connect to the ground, and then have them meet my hand and then just push and I'll offer resistance and they can say if they want more or less resistance. So they could then move this anger. Because here's what we have. What's underneath this is healthy aggression. When healthy aggression is thwarted, then we have anger. When anger is thwarted, is not permitted, then we get hostility. And so we're moving from hostility to anger to power and strength. I'm a somatically based therapist, so the center of, what I do is based on body and on helping people create new bodily experiences. So I know probably some therapists aren't maybe comfortable with that, but I would hope that they would be more comfortable and even practice these things with each other to see. I mean, you can get some really surprising shifts by this bottom-up type of work. Because if you're just relying on top-down cognitive, trying to change thoughts, perceptions, and so forth, it's really limited to how deep you can go if you're going from only the top-down. And then often when you see a shift from the bottom up, the whole person's way of being, their way they look, the way they perceive the world, whether they experience safety or threat, it can change in a moment when you get that shift happening at the bottom level, at the brainstem body kinesthetic interceptive sense and awareness.
So we learned what can happen when a client can get in touch with a deeper sense of their anger. Next, Dr. Pat Ogden will show us how this kind of integration of a felt sense of anger can be life-changing. But as she'll share in this case study, a history of abuse can make the process much more challenging.
One client, a DID client, who had a lot of rage, but was terrified of it too because she was afraid of the destruction she could do, and also terrified because, of course, she couldn't protect herself. That would have made abuse worse, as it often does. So every time she would get angry, she would try to harm herself, right, and hurt herself. So that work, to me, gets much more complex in the body because we want to find a way that a person can live in their body where the parts of the self are actually integrated. So she felt the rage and an angry, a lot of tension in her shoulders and neck, and a disconnection really from her core and from her lower body. But then when she went into more of a submissive posture, it was more of a collapse. And we have to be careful here in working with the body, because we don't want to work with one part and then the other part necessarily. We want to find a way that she can integrate somatically so that both those parts can be present. It's not just an intellectual construct, you know. So one of the ways of working with her was to feel that rage and then go back to the collapse. And as much as she could stay present, we couldn't go fully into the rage, because she would have then just become that part. So exploring them back and forth and finding a physical posture really where she could feel them both. And then, you know, then there can be more integration and more communication between the parts. And then, you know, she can start to realize that both of these parts are part of her. Because for the idea, like, that rage part was like, this other part is not me, but it is. It's all me. You know? It's all about the body. Like when a client reclaims that part of themselves where they have a healthy adaptive sense of anger, and not have confused the feeling of anger with maladaptive behavior, which many clients do. There's a different connection in the body, often with the core themselves into the action in the outside world, you know. So there's a different way of living in the body when that anger can be integrated.
Different how, Pat?
Well, I'm thinking of one client where she was often angry, and people thought of her kind of as an angry person. But it would come out kind of sideways, you know, it wasn't direct. And when she, as we worked together, and she felt the anger in a deeper way in her body, where she could feel it in her core, not just as an outside action, she felt it. It's hard to explain it because it's a felt experience. She felt as if her periphery and her limbs were connected with her core. And there was a trueness to her actions and her experience of that anger that she hadn't experienced before.
As Pat shared, there isn't a roadmap to this deeper connection to anger, but this integration allowed her client to feel her anger and to use it in a more helpful way. In the next lesson, we'll shift our focus to the brain, and we'll explore key mindfulness strategies that you can use in your work with angry clients. I'll see you there.